Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up in another 10 minutes, your chance to nail the score. We're down to the AFC and the NFC championship game. But before we get to that, we have some other fish to fry on the program. Really, coming out of D.C., the biggest news was still the reaction that was very mixed to the Chinese president and his visit with the President of the United States and also Congress. He had a strange, Hu Jintao had a strange rambling answer to a question that he was asked by Speaker of the House John Boehner. And there were people on the Hill, like Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who didn't go to the state dinner on Wednesday, neither did John Boehner, by the way, because of some of the atrocities happening in China, the human rights violations, we'll call them that. So it was very much a mixed reaction to Hu Jintao's visit to Washington, D.C. And the upshot is pretty much what you saw was a PR campaign. Smiles and champagne flowing and photo ops and all of that. But will it amount to anything? And the Chinese president denied that, you know, the country is a military threat, even though they're building up their arms. And he also pressed that there'll be much more cooperation. We really hope for closer cooperation between China and the U.S. And he urged that the United States treat China with respect as equals. And you know when that happened, after his interpreters read the reactions to all of the lawmakers over human rights, you know, picked up the Washington Post and some other newspapers like the USA Today and whatever was at their disposal and read the reaction to the visit. In one of the things he said through translation, of course, in wrapping everything up, is that China-U.S. relations would enjoy smooth and steady growth. This sounds so written, doesn't it? When the two countries handle well issues involving each other's major interests. Otherwise, our relations will suffer constant trouble or even tension. Wow, is that a warning? What is that? We'll enjoy smooth and steady growth. You know, it's I hate to say it, it sounds like a fortune cookie. You will enjoy smooth and steady growth when you handle issues well involving our common interests. If not, look out for trouble ahead. Oh, well. So anyway, he hasn't left the country, just D.C. Hu Jintao moved on to Chicago. He actually had dinner with the mayor of Chicago, who's retiring, as you all know, Richard Daley, and the governor and a couple of other business leaders. Of course, people who had interests in China. And then he's going to visit a Chinese center at a high school and a Chinese auto parts producer. But the trouble, I think, came is when he went to the Capitol for closed-door meetings with some of the folks in the House and the Senate, because there was a lot of complaints that he heard, plus the stuff that he had been translated to him in the paper over business and trade and human rights. Does it amount to anything is the key thing. That's the deal. And that was John Boehner talking to him, saying that, you know, there's concerns, the reports over the violations, the denial of religious freedom, the use of abortion as a result of the one-child policy. And, you know, basically he got an earful. Even the congresswoman from Florida gave him, she's the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, she gave him a copy of a letter she sent to the president talking about human rights and currency manipulation and military gestures. Well, yes, that's exactly it. There it is in a nutshell. Concern over the human rights, okay. Currency manipulation, that's really number one, let's be honest. and aggressive military gestures. What do you think? All in all, would you say the visit on the scale of 1 to 10 was positive, 10 being the most positive, 1 being negative? Probably it lands somewhere in between. You know, Henry Kissinger, who was the former Secretary of State a long, long time ago under Nixon in the 70s, and he was, let's face it, Nixon, for all the things that he did wrong, Watergate being the biggest blunder because of his paranoia, but Nixon was instrumental in having any kind of a relationship with China. Kissinger said that normalizing U.S.-Chinese relations after so many years of separation shook things up. And he said, you know, this is a different deal. We're not talking about what happened in the 70s at this point. We're trying to work to build things up in the world, not to shake it up. So it not to shake it up. How can you say it's not being shaken up? And of course it's being shaken up because of the three things that we just talked about. But more, even beyond the human rights violations, what's in it for me? If you look at it from that point of view, selfishly, what's in it for me? The currency manipulation hurts the United States and others. And, of course, the going along that economic track, the loss of U.S. jobs because of cheaper labor in China and because of the goods that are being snapped up here at really low prices, a la Walmart, versus having things made in America. How many industries really have practically closed down because of cheap labor in other countries? We know it's a tale that's all too sad. Here's another thing. 2012. Oh, it's on the radar, right? It's on the radar for the president because they're opening up campaign offices in Chicago. David Axelrod heads that up, and Robert Gibbs is going to be part of that again, just like the first time around. For the Republicans, it's all about who's going to be the person. And Huckabee, Palin, Mitt Romney, it's crazy. They're neck and neck now in a poll of potential Republican presidential candidates. The Washington Post ABC did one of these polls. Huckabee actually was in the lead, 21%. Palin, though, very close, 19% for Sarah Palin. Wow. And Romney was 17%. Newt Gingrich, who is desperate to be president, has a mere 9% compared to all of them. And the governor of New Jersey also, I think, wants to be president. 8% for him. And again, this is just a poll, and it's a small sampling, but how about how far Sarah Palin is up on that ladder? Wow. And they keep doing, you know, another poll will pop up in another month or so, and I'll be curious as to what the Palin numbers are and what the Huckabee numbers are, because Huckabee certainly has struck a chord, I think, with many, and especially middle America. Still a lot of time left, though, before any major decisions are made. But keep watching what's happening on the road to 2012 on both sides of this one. All right, coming up around the bend, we're doing the football thing. Nail the score next.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed, it is time for Nail the Score. And then there were four, the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game. Green Bay and Chicago on the NFC side of things. And the AFC, the Jets and Pittsburgh. So Sunday will be a fun day, won't it? And as my present to all of you who hung in with us all season long, we're going to give you a chance to nail the score on both games. You don't have to do both games. You can just pick one of the two, Green Bay and Chicago, or the Jets and Pittsburgh. But it gives you more of a chance to win. Here's the number, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So how about that? Are you guys excited? Are you excited that you got two games that you could possibly nail? I think that's a huge announcement, bigger than Regis Philbin leaving Regis and Kelly. Do we have some applause for that? Woo-hoo! Am I the only one excited? Oh. Donovan is so good at getting that audience juiced up. I'm serious. He's better than the woman. I can't think of her name now. She's been the producer for Oprah, one of the 10 million producers for however long. And her job is to handle the audience. And I saw a thing on this. And she has to get them excited. And they're clapping and running around and all this crazy stuff. So we're a little more subdued. But this is exciting. And you heard that live studio audience back in Minneapolis. They're excited, too. So Double your chances. Double your fun. AFC and NFC. Let's see. I'm going to give you my two cents here in a second. And we're going to start in order, for me, Green Bay and Chicago. And then we're going to move on to the next one. Before we do that, I wanted you to hear a couple of things. One, the great Joe Namath. You have to go all the way back to Super Bowl III, to the Jets winning the whole thing. And what I liked is what Namath had to say here. He really gave the Jets some credit. Take a listen.
It wasn't any different than what was happening throughout the season, except I started to see some belief, actually, more confidence rather than just talking about things. You know, the field play is what it's about.
He's right. The field of play is what it's about. Backing up what you're, you know, backing up what you're saying. Backing up the swagger, right? All right. So here's the other part of this I wanted you to hear. Cause I said we're going to start off with the Bears and the Packers. Here's Chris Tillman talking about what he thinks the Packers actually do best. Listen.
Their ability to get a lot of yak after they make the catch, yards after catch. So, yeah. The ability, they run hard, you know, they make the difficult catch, they block well down the field.
That's right. Yards after the catch can be so huge. Back in the Cowboys winning days, that's what Michael Irvin was pretty good at, and a couple of the other receivers at one point that Troy Aikman used to throw to, and that made a huge difference for the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we'll see if we have any winners this time around, because you have a chance, like I said, to nail the score twice. We've only had one winner, and that was Chris in Connecticut. Actually, today, because poor Chris has no internet, she's old school, which I love, because she's not paying the ridiculous amounts of money that the rest of us are paying for the internet. You know, bundling, you know how they trick you into the bundling? Bundle everything up, and then you get some crazy, outrageous bill. So, we had a prize pack that has bounced back to us twice. And I thought for good luck this time, because I now personally mailed it out. So I had to go, it's like the Pony Express with her. I had to go through I think it's a brother-in-law or something that actually has internet service. And I sent him for fun, I sent him a picture of the dog helping me with the box. See, everyone around me has to in some way help for this little old show. Even the dog has to chip in when something goes wrong. Maybe things will go right for you and you'll actually nail it. I'm going to tell you what I think first. Green Bay and Chicago, I think the Packers win this one. Sorry, Bears fans. Because I actually like the Bears. I would be cool with that. I have a lot of friends from Chicago that would probably descend on me and would want to crash. But I'm going to say that Green Bay wins this. Aaron Rodgers, too good, even though the game's being played in Chicago. And I think the final score will be 27-24 Packers. And then we move to the Jets and Pittsburgh. And I know that the money is going to be on Pittsburgh and they're favored by just a handful of points. But the Jets coming this far, again, looking into the abyss of the possibility of getting to the Super Bowl, I like Mark Sanchez. I think he's not going to overthrow, and I think you're going to get some smart play out of the Jets. It's going to be a nail biter because, you know, they're always going to take you down that path. But I think that the Jets win this one, and I think the score in that's a little bit lower. I'm going to say, so surprisingly, they really be stopping Pittsburgh. I'm going to say the score is 21-17. So I got the Jets, and I've got the Packers meeting in the Super Bowl. Who do you have? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you get the first crack at this.
Great. Okay, for Mark in New York, I got my catalog for guns for my 45 caliber semi-automatic submachine gun with 50-round barrel, 100-round barrel, and 30-round barrel, 30-round clip today. Very happy with it. Plan on buying one. can use it in Texas, you know, jackrabbits.
You sound like my neighbor, so yes.
Yeah, for jackrabbits and stuff. Oh, and for my pick, I've got Green Bay 31, Bears 24. Mm-hmm. And for my other game, I've got Pittsburgh Steelers 28 and the Jets 24.
Wow, so Steelers. You've got the Steelers in that second one, Dan. All right. Well, that's where the money is. The money's really on the Steelers, so you picked the right one probably there. And I think a lot of people think Green Bay, so 31-24. All right. I know it's probably not politically correct to say it, but you're locked and loaded.
Well.
All right, Dan. I've been saying that forever and a day. I heard somebody say that on some show that, oh, that's just all the references to guns. I was like, wow, straight shooter. How many times have I had the most liberal of my friends say, he's a straight shooter? Anytime someone says that to me, I'm going to edit them. You can't say that anymore. 800-259-5791. Charlie in Kentucky, it's your turn in the barrel.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Congratulations, Dan, on your purchase. I'd like to see where you got them, but I've already got 28, so I don't need any more. But we're gonna have to go with Green Bay. I think the Chicago will get lucky to get 24, but Green Bay is gonna feel good scoring 38. So 38-24, Green Bay. And like I said in week 6, the quickest way for Ben Roethlisberger to bring himself right back up to his team is win another Super Bowl. I don't think Sanchez, I think he had his game last week. I don't think he's going to do it this week. The Steelers defense is too tough. And I'm going to go 31-17 Steelers.
All right, 31-17. We got you. Have
Thank
a
you,
good
Kate.
Weekend. Have a great you weekend.
Too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll all be watching these games. So I know where every single one of you is going to be. I'm not stalking you, but I know you're all going to be in front of some tube somewhere, unless you have some family commitment you can't get out of or some other thing. Or you're at the shooting range. I don't know. But I think you're going to be watching the games. The good thing is I like it because they start later. I like the late afternoon, early evening games. When I used to cover football, oh, I loved the later games. Because you'd go to the cities and then you'd have more time to recover from Saturday night. You know, you get into the city, you're on the plane, you get off, boom, and then you're in the middle of covering football. So you wanted a little more drag time, if you will. And then of course, the turnaround time wasn't much on the other side by the time you got back because it was in the morning. You just do a full day, start doing morning reports and whatever happened. So this first game kicks 3 o'clock Eastern, Green Bay and Chicago. The second game, Jets and Pittsburgh, kicks at 6:30. And then we'll know. We'll know what two teams are left and who's coming to Texas for the Super Bowl. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Around though, you have two chances because we got two games and we decided to leave them wide open, the AFC championship game and the NFC. So what do you think happens here? How many people are picking the Packers to win this? The Packers and the Bears in the NFC and the AFC, of course, we're talking about the Jets and the Steelers. Again, 800-259-5791. Let's take some more. How about Chris in Connecticut? Hey, Chris in Connecticut.
Hey, Kay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Did you hear my comment about, because you, I mean, obviously you're smarter than the rest of us. You're not paying the gazillion dollars that we're paying. I said, what's the brother-in-law's name?
Oh, no, it's my friend, Al.
Al. I sent Al. I sent Al a picture of the dog with the box.
Oh, I gotta ask.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's probably like, "What? Who's this woman writing me this letter, sending me this note of the dog?" Because I had this box arrive. Woohoo! But it was for you. It's like, do you know the difference between Connecticut and Texas? Why am I getting this? So I thought it would be funny to send you a picture of it, and it's a great picture. Everybody's listening to this like, what is she talking about? It was the dog helping me with the box, and I sent it to him. So tell him to print that for you.
I will. Okay, thanks.
What do you think happens in this one?
It's going to be Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
27. The Bears, 21.
All right, Green Bay, gotcha. What about the other one?
Pittsburgh Steelers, 27. Jets, 17.
Ooh, 27-17. That's a pretty good scoring guess. Did you hear, because there you are in Connecticut, that 25,000 people showed up at Times Square to cheer on the Jets at a little rally?
I seen on TV, yeah.
Yeah, that was. I had a couple of friends that were actually out for that and said it was kind of wild that there was like electricity in the crowd, and then there was all these people visiting, like, what's going on? They were in the middle of it, and they had no idea. All right, so Green Bay and the Steelers, we got you, Chris. Thanks for giving us a call.
Okay, great weekend.
All right, you too. You have a great weekend as well. Let's move on to Phil in Missouri. Phil, your choice. What do you think happens in these two championship games?
Hey, I'm kind of hoping for a Green Bay and New York Super Bowl, because they're both teams that the drama queen, Brett Favre left.
That's true, so, yeah.
I'm looking Green Bay 24-20 over Chicago, and the Jets 35-21 over Steelers.
35-21. All right, we're on the same page. I said Green Bay and the Jets, too. My guesses, of course, were different. But, all right, 24-20 and 35-21. We got you, Phil. We'll see if that happens.
All right, thanks a bunch.
All right, you have a good weekend. Let's move to our pal Rick in Illinois. Rick, pick your poison.
Hey.
What do you think? I know you're picking the Bears.
I think there's going to be a lot of sad people come Sunday.
You do?
Yes. They're all picking their own teams.
Okay.
I hear you're going to Washington, D.C.
I am going to Washington next week, yes.
Okay. Well, Obama said if the Bears go to the Super Bowl, he's going too. So call up Obama and tell him to give me a ticket, will you?
Yeah, right. Okay, Obama, sure. I already said this. Oh, I've already talked to someone locally here, let's say, in the security business, and they're worried about that. They're worried about him coming because of how much extra on top of what they already have they're going to have to do if he's coming to the game.
Well, he can just mingle with the people.
Yeah, right.
But use your womanly charm on him. And
yeah, right.
Take your black dress and your high heels and give me a ticket.
That's more Republican dress, or black dress. And
have you been out there? Have you been out there a lot?
Have I been out to Washington?
DC? Yeah.
I have in the past, but not lately. But so it's probably been 2.5 years. Yeah.
Have you eaten that hoagies?
Well, I'm from Philadelphia, so yes, I have had hoagies before.
No, it's a restaurant on the Potomac River.
No, I haven't.
You definitely got to go there and get the rum buns.
Okay, it's called Hoagies?
Hoagies. It's on
the
Potomac River.
Okay.
Have a taxi driver take you. He'll know how to get there.
Okay, Potomac River Hoagies. I wrote this down.
It's on the Potomac River,
mm-hmm.
And you got to have the rum buns.
Rum buns, got it.
Rum, you know, the drink, are you
in? Yeah, yeah, I wrote it rum down. Buns. I'm going to try it, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right, I'm taking the suggestion.
Chicago, 27. Pittsburgh, 17. Not Pittsburgh, Packers.
Let me make sure. 27-17, the Bears, got it. And what's the next one?
The Jets, 17, Pittsburgh, 14.
17-14. All right,
we'll
see.
It'll be the Bears and Jets in the Super Bowl.
Well, I know a lot of people that would like to see the Bears be there, so you're not alone in that guess.
Yeah, well, work your charm and get my tickets for me.
You're already so sure you're banking on it already. All right, Rick, thanks.
Take care.
All right, you too. Let's move to a different Rick. Rick in Kentucky. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, it's a nice, icy, kind of crappy night driving home.
Really?
Yeah, typical Kentucky weather, I guess, for this time of year.
Yeah, you know when the Kentucky weather is great? Well, like a lot of other places, like Dallas even. It's great in the fall, and it's great in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. I think the Packers are going to take it. Have you got 24-21 yet?
Packers 24-21, no.
All right, that's a good one for that game. And I kind of think Roethlisberger is going to try to get another ring this year, so I think it's going to be Pittsburgh 27-20.
27-20. Got it. 27-20.
All right.
All right, so interesting guesses. I mean, that's kind of those, I call them money guesses. You see those, you hear those scores a lot. So we'll see if that comes true. You're in the books.
All we can do is hope.
Thanks, Rick. Be careful driving.
Oh, I'm trying.
I know, it's hard. Ice is tough. Ooh, ice is tough. Thanks, Rick. Ice is tough to drive in. I don't like ice. Snow, not such a big deal because I had to drive in snow when I was a kid and, you know, when I was learning to drive and stuff. And all, I'm sure all of you listening, a lot of you are from areas where you've had to deal with a bunch of snow. But it's a whole different ballgame when you're talking about the ice thing. It's like the people, it depends on the people around you as to what's going to happen. It's dicey because of the risks that they'll take. A lot of times, I think, on the roads. Anyway, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, if you want to throw in your guess on the two games, on the AFC championship game and the NFC championship game. What do you like, the Packers? Do you like the Bears? Do you like the Jets? Do you like the Steelers? You know, there's no magic to this. There's no magic to the picking because if there was a sure thing, somebody would be making a killing, a gazillion dollars. It's you're taking that guess. You can analyze it. I know I say this all the time, but you can analyze it until you're blue in the face, and there's no guarantees of this. You know, what's interesting is there's all this buildup now, of course, for the great game, but there's the potential, actually, of a... you know, of a lockout. If there's no collective bargaining agreement, you're looking at, I want to say it's March for that, for the possibility of that. Can you imagine if they were to go through a lockout? That's been over, what now, 23, 24 years, and that would be brutal for the great game of football, let me tell you. With all the money at stake, I can't imagine that they would press it that far. But there's a couple of issues, and a lot of them surrounding money, like the 18 games, the players' union, not very excited about that. And there are other things that the players aren't too crazy about, some of the things that they're talking about with pay and limiting certain things. And I think there's a great chance that there may be a lockout. Just might be a lockout. I had a couple of people send me emails on this, so it's worth mentioning here in this segment because we're talking about football, right? The new head of the Metropolitan Sports Facilities Commission sounds official, doesn't it? It's not. It's just what they call it in Minneapolis. They're saying that replacing the roof of the Metrodome is probably going to take about 6 months. And that could affect the schedule for the Minnesota Vikings next year. Remember? What a crazy thing with that roof going in. But 6 months seems like a long time. And what was it that happened? They didn't go after the snow fast enough? Because what happened in all those other years when the snow would hit it? The Metrodome's been around for a long time. All right, last chance here before we hit the top of the hour. I've got some email guesses. I'll get to those You can shoot me your email at americatonight.net or give us a call at 800-259-5791.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all natural, all organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
America Tonight. We're doing the nail the score thing, and actually you have double the chance this time because you can just pick one game if you want to, or you can do both. And your choices, of course, are the Packers and the Bears or the Jets and the Steelers. Both games if you want to. It looks like overwhelmingly most of the people, and I've got a slew of emails that I'll get to here in a second, most of the people are picking Green Bay. And on the other side of things, it's kind of a mixed bag. There are a few going with the Steelers, and there are a few going with the Jets. If you want to get in on the action phone-wise, you got to jam on it until the top of the hour. And you know the numbers, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I'm going to take some of those other guesses here, like I said, in just a second. But a couple of quick things. I was mentioning randomly a few things about the NFL and the possibility of a lockout and whatnot. In looking just at these two games, though, so forget that for a second. In looking at just these two games, boy, the Jets are pumped up, and the Steelers, they know what it's like. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, how many rings has he won now? Twice he's won a Super Bowl, and Roethlisberger has had his off-field problems. But Pittsburgh, when they're rolling in the right direction and he's got that time, boy, he can be deadly. You know, the point about if you're just going Sanchez, Roethlisberger, you got to go with the experience there, even though I'm picking the Jets and I'm hoping for the Jets. I think the best quarterback left in this game, however, is actually Aaron Rodgers from the Packers. But in looking at this matchup on Heinz Field, the Jets are not going to be intimidated. There's no way, because look at what they've already had to do. They had to go through Indianapolis. They had to go through Tom Brady, especially in the Patriots, after they were humiliated by the Patriots. I mean, the Jets were one of the favorites to win the AFC heading into the season, but the path that they've taken didn't make them favorites at all. Think about the game with the Colts, 17-16. Yeah, remember that? The Jets drubbed by the Patriots 45-3 and then turning it around, and that didn't seem to hurt their confidence in any way. And I think they also have the all-pro corner who is the smotherer, who just shuts off the other side of the field, and that's Revis. Darrell Revis is a huge factor for the Jets, and I think the Jets win this. You might have a different point of view. The key thing here, though, is it's about the guesses, my friends. Lacey in Kentucky, you have the floor. Hi, Lacey.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. Are you a Packer believer here or Bears?
I have to go to the Packers. I don't like the Bears at all, so good matter.
Good.
That's it.
Okay.
28-21 on them.
All right.
The other one, I have to go against the grain on that, too. I don't like the Steelers, but I feel they'll beat Green Bay 20-17.
20-17. Okay, so there you're still going to pick the Steelers. I like how you
yeah.
say that. I you're like me. If you just don't like a team, you just don't like a team.
I never have.
So this is how it is. It's hard to do that with the picking. All right, Lacey, we got you. Have fun this weekend watching the games.
You too.
I will. I'm sad in a way, though, because, you know, there's something about that whole Sunday ritual, and it's winding down. It's the end. Then we get geared up, I guess, for baseball, and then we get more into the thick of it, of course, with hockey and with the NBA. Joe in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just now got off work. I'm going to take Green Bay. And the other one I'm going to take, the Jets. Both scores, 24-17.
24-17. Let me just make sure. I don't think anyone picked that. 24-7, surprisingly. No, you own that. 24-17. That was good on both sides to put it 20. That's like playing the lottery. You don't change your numbers. I like that. Green Bay and the Jets. You got it, Joe.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good weekend. Off of work. That's the best time. Right when you hit the door, you're driving, the best time. Don in Wyoming, hello.
Hey, Kate. Hey, has anybody picked 24-21 on the scores yet?
24, yes. We have 24-21.
Oh, no, which one?
Oh, Green Bay, 24-21.
Oh, I'm picking Green Bay, too. I think it's 24-20. How's that? 24-20 Green Bay.
24-20 Green Bay. Okay, got it.
Pittsburgh will probably win the other one.
Wait a second. Wait. Philly, Missouri said 24-20, so you got to just change the number there. 24 what?
Oh, man. 27-24?
27-24?
These games are going to be in the 20s.
All right,
27-24 Green Bay.
27-24 Green Bay. No, that was my guess, so that's lucky for you. 27-24, you can have it. 27-24, you got it.
All right. You know, I hear they're going to set up a triage unit at the right out the field there in Dallas with Green Bay and Pittsburgh going to this thing if they make it there. I mean, they're both blue-collar teams. I mean, they're brutal.
I know, they'll
you know?
Need it. They'll need it. What do you think happens in the other game?
Pittsburgh 24-21.
Pittsburgh 24-21. I just got to make sure. 24-21. You got it. 24-21. Yep, you got it. You own it. 24-21. That's good. I think I don't think it's going to go. I think I agree with you in the Green Bay guess, but I like the Jets in the other one. I hope the Jets do it too. We'll see. Don, thanks. Let's make sure we get in a few others. Josh in Kentucky. Hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing? You sound wide awake. Did you just get off too?
Yeah, I just got off work and just picking up the kids and heading home.
Good. What do you think the score is going to be?
Let's go Green Bay. My Packers got to win. And they are going to do 35-27.
35-27, okay.
And I cannot stand the Steelers, the worst team ever. And so I'm going to the Jets, 28-17.
That's a good guess. I'm making sure no one else had that. 28-17. Yeah, that works. 28-17. You got it.
Thank you very much, Kate.
All right. Have fun with the kids. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Tom in Kansas, you got the last word on this one. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Kate. I just woke up, so I don't know if anybody has these picks or not.
Okay, go ahead.
Green Bay 24, Chicago 21.
No, somebody's got that already, so you got to go with a different one. You could take the 24.
23-21.
All right, good. And what's the next one?
Jets 21, Pittsburgh 20.
21-20. Ooh, I like that. The 1 point, just like they had the 1 point the last time. 21-20. You have it.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Really enjoy those games. I'm going to enjoy them. I'm not doing anything but on Sunday watching football, kicking back and watching football. So Jets, Steelers tops the day off, and of course, in the NFC, the earlier game should be a lot of fun. It should be a lot of fun. It should be a great day. There's going to be some people who are going to be crushed at the end of the night. You know, when your team finally gets there and all they have to do is just one more hurdle and then get to the Super Bowl. And in Dallas, you're starting to see shades of the Super Bowl coming here. You've got a lot of setups downtown and then out at the what I call the Death Star, but Cowboys Stadium, they're putting up all the big signs, and it's starting to look like the Super Bowl is coming to Dallas/Arlington, Texas. So for all of you, good luck. You had two chances at it. Maybe if you don't hit it with the NFC, you'll hit it with the AFC. Anybody who emailed me, don't worry, we'll record those as well, and all of it will count up to the top of the hour. So good luck to everyone on Nail the Score. Enjoy the games.